you like random, I'm a great digger. Lots of shenanigans and all of the topics and not so random special guests and interviews, tune in Monday between 7 p.m.-ish and 8:30 p.m.-ish. Replayed on Thursday, primetime drive time, 5 p.m. till 6:30 p.m. for your weekly random rendezvous with Reza on
Reglan Community Radio.
ReglanRadio.com. Kia ora tatu, everyone. Good evening. It's January the 13th, almost 3 minutes past 7. Or it could also be Thursday the 16th. 5 p.m. if you're listening to the rerun of the show. My name is Reza. You're listening to Rendezvous with Reza for the next 90-ish minutes. And thank God, Neil's coming. He is going to come today around 7:30. And Jesus, we have a lot to catch up on from the last, I don't know what, 4 or 5 weeks of Reglan Rage. Yep, the notice board's been busy, so get all the goss here at 7:30. It's going to be quite Afro-housey today. This is Hugo with Patadas de Haugado. I think that's Portuguese. Tiene tiempo que yo trato. Lleva tiempo buscando a quien cantarle. Sobre cuando me siento vulnerable. Dale, abrázame otro rato. Apapáchame la vida entera.
Sin sol, sin la mano, seguimos nadando. Fuerte sigo tratando, cafando. Regando las flores que de viejos no se fumando.
Out of control, baby, you know
what you meant,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do,
I'll be coming home
back to you
was Diplo, Josky, Mojo, and Rai. Oh, I do know Rai, the dude that I always thought is a woman because his voice is so high-pitched. And the song was Fortress. And before that, Giorgio G would Let Me Love. I guess that's you. Yeah, yeah. And Thimba, The Rhythm, and of course Odessa, almost every show lately, Odessa. All we need. It's 7:20, you're listening to Rendezvous with Reza. I'm waiting for Neil to pick apart the notice board. There is so much stuff going on, it's probably going to take a while. This is Themba again, and Nico De Andrea with Disappear.
C'est dans ma galère que la gonne, tout m'a quitté. C'est dans ma galère que la gonne, tout m'a quitté. C'est dans ma galère que la gonne, tout m'a quitté. C'est dans ma galère que la gonne, tout m'a quitté. Quand j'avais un peu, matin, midi, soir, on était ensemble à la rue Princesse. Au milieu maquillot, à salle, faut payer les poulets. L'argent est fini, en tout a changé de côté. Waribana, elle a changé de côté. Nangere, nangere, wa. 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 Nangere, nangere, wa.
That was Francis Mercia and Magic System and Night Freak with Premier Gau. And before that, we had Themba with Nico De Andrea and Hassan. Oh, whatever. Who cares? It's music. It's very Afro-housey today. And we're not yet at 7:30, but it's time. Raglan Rage is back. It was a long break, Neil.
You do have to have a break, eh? Because it is so intense, this show.
Yeah. Sometimes Neil leaves here crying because it's so intense.
I do. And you do have to rebuild. And it has taken quite a while to rebuild.
Yeah. And it's been 4 or 5-ish weeks, eh?
Yeah.
So now we're good to go. And we probably gathered a whole stuff load of
Busy. Everyone has been really fantastic with their rage.
I think it's the heat, you know. The sun makes people go a bit cray cray.
I think so. And I think it's just a it's an opportunity to get things off your chest so you do feel better about yourself.
Exactly. And I certainly do feel better about myself when I read what people complain about.
Yeah.
I always feel like my life's great. So yeah. what do we kick off with?
Okay, well, let's go back to December. I don't know if you all remember December.
There was a thing.
It was the 21st.
Oh, yeah.
And someone had a Christmas wish.
Mm.
And my Christmas wish is that the sheds who drive around in circles in the middle of the night, waking everybody up, get a life. And did they get a life? We hope so. There's a few good comments there. I agree. Not only is it pollution, it also puts other road users at risk, in particular motorcyclists. But anyone driving past, the sooner the cops and or council put cameras up and charge people, the better. Super antisocial, eh? Hope the Christmas fairy grants my wish. With any luck, someone says, should try it someday. Think I prefer not being a self-centered dickhead, to be honest.
Yeah.
And it goes on.
And it goes on.
So that's a really really good one there. Kevin Holmes, who is a great regular notice board humor expert, he says.
Humor expert.
in amongst it all, he says, the seat's back at Fresh Choice, though.
Yeah. That's the one good news that December had to give us, eh?
The seat came back. So a bit of action there with the cars.
Yeah. They're, yeah, I mean, cars in any shape or form, whatever they do, if it's parking, slow driving, fast driving, donutting, wrong parking, not parking at all, driving into the harbor, cars are always a great topic of interest in this town.
They are, and they always have been, haven't they? for a couple of hundred years.
Yeah.
A couple of hundred, maybe 120 or something, wherever.
But yeah, it's always the item that people like to complain about. Did you hear about all those break-ins? I think it was right before Christmas. There were like four or five cars stolen in one night.
Yeah, I did hear that.
There were quite a few posts about that. But I think they actually arrested somebody for that, or a couple people.
They did. So hopefully things will slow down a little bit. But obviously, you know, the classic don't leave anything in your car.
Yeah.
But I think most of these cars are getting stolen because people just want to joyride and go A to B.
Yeah, and then they rip out the ignition and then just leave it on the side of the road. Yeah, that happens a lot in Auckland too. I was once there being like, this car has been there for 2 hours. It's running. And I walked over and I saw the ignition ripped out. Yeah.
Yeah, I had my van stolen once. And my friend rang me up and said, are you in town? I was like, no, I'm actually home in bed. Oh, I just saw your van. And so they followed it.
Damn. Did you get it back?
Yeah, I did get it back. And it was the same thing. It was left running.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Oh, well, at least if you get it back, that's nice. And it's funny because I feel like all four cars, except for Blee Stammen's, that was a different one. It was a Subaru. All the other cars were like those small Mazda or you know, really tiny cars, which mine is also a tiny car.
It's pretty good if you've got a manual because a lot of the, maybe the
they
people
can't drive
probably can't drive a manual as much.
I have a manual.
So you might be okay.
Don't steal my car. It's a manual. You don't know what to do with it.
Unless you disguise your car, so you actually put a gear stick in there. So your automatic little thing, you just disguise it with stickers and put a little gear stick
on
there.
One can try.
That could work, folks. That could work.
You get your inside here on Raglan Community Radio.
So another rage, this was actually just 6 days ago.
Yep.
And it's a picture of a bit of a, you know those little things, they float up in the air.
Oh, is that one of those where you put a candle in and then it floats up and
off it
lights?
Goes. It just disappears.
Yeah. It just disappears and nobody cares where it goes, right?
This was found on our deck this morning. Wire, paper, and carbonized square in the center. Is it wise to float burning paper over town? I hope there was no damage anywhere, as probably more than one was sent up. Wait for the wind to go the other way and send it back out there. What? Set it on fire again? I don't think so. It's one of those Chinese lantern type. I wish people would stop sending these up and releasing helium balloons into the sky. The balloons kill wildlife and livestock when the animals ingest them, and the burning lanterns set things on fire.
Yeah, and we have a high fire warning, so...
There are way too many lunatics walking around here.
You're not even allowed to put a fire in your own garden or even a charcoal barbecue at this stage. You need to ask for permission because the fire warning is so high at the moment. So don't freaking send burning things into the sky. It's just stupid.
But someone did say, if it landed on your deck, that's good luck.
Is it?
Could be.
Nice. I didn't know that.
So that's a positive, isn't it?
Yeah. We had, there was something here on New Year's where I felt like, oh, just before the old year's ending, somebody had to get rid of their rage, you know, just like, oh, just before I forget, I don't want to take it into the new year. And it was 2 weeks in a row, Extreme Zero has not picked up our recycling.
Yeah.
Open your eyes. See, A, I feel like that could have been phrased nicer.
It could have been.
B, you could have directly messaged Zero Waste. They have a pretty responsive.
They've probably got a phone number.
They got a very responsive marketing
email.
Lady, Gemma, I think, who, you know, would answer. Also, they don't pick it up if you don't sort it correctly.
Correct.
Or if it's dirty. Or if you, I mean, he's talking about recycling. But I once had my, what's it called? Composting sit there for like 3 weeks. And they're like, nah, we don't take that. You know?
We don't take that.
It's gross. Because it's been raining in there and just sitting there and kind of like composted by itself already.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't take that crap. So maybe, I'm just saying, maybe it's also your fault.
It could be. But once again, that person probably felt better with putting it on the,
and that's what the notice board is there for, to make you feel better.
Another one from Kevin Holmes, another great one. Dear Novus Glass and Smith & Smith, just a courtesy message to give you a heads up. They are reselling at Tuyuku, so get ready. And that's for all the stone chips.
Oh, yeah.
Novus Glass, when you find your vision lacking, Novus Windscreens fills your crack in. Show us your crack. That was the old little jingle. They don't use it anymore. Have you heard that before?
No, why would I? I'm not
when
from this
When you find your
country.
Vision lacking, nervous windscreens filled you a crack in. Show us your crack.
Which crack are you talking about?
Which crack do you want to see?
Yeah, because it's very, I mean...
Edgy.
It can be very, yeah, let's call it edgy. I was going to say filthy, but no, I'm sure.
So a few comments from that one. Setting a Guinness World Reckon. That must have been a record for the biggest line. The age-old saying of slow down and back off comes to mind when approaching loose metal. I just put a complaint into Fulton Hogan. I suggest others do the same. Here we go again. Well, there was at least 200 to 300 either broken or chipped windscreens when the last one was done, and that's probably on the light side, so double it this time because of the influx of holiday traffic. Most insurance policies, you get one free windscreen per year as it's only January. People need to drive slow for 2 weeks. So a bit of action there with the windscreen. I've been pretty lucky, actually.
I feel like ever since I got insurance, like my windscreen got cracked, I needed to replace, and they're like, all right, I'm getting this insured. And ever since then, nothing, obviously, once you have it insured. But I also think, I think there's other posts where people say the problem isn't just the slow driving on there, but the things that get stuck between your wheel and your car. And then when you go faster again, it just smashes around. Yeah, and then what can you do, right? I mean, you could seal the road without cars doing the job. You know, the hot kind of sealing thing where you don't have to let cars kind of trample it in, I guess. But that's a cheaper version what they're doing. So, I don't know.
It's a tricky one.
I was stuck in traffic for more than half an hour, though, so I was pretty gutted.
Yeah, that's
that was my problem. I was just, left home. I left work early to make it to the butcher. Well, guess who didn't make it to the butcher?
Stuck in traffic.
Stuck in traffic.
Dear Subaru Drift Club, the road has plenty of gravel and is open now. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
So windscreens, that's always a always something, isn't it? Always something.
Always something.
So if you've had your windscreen redone, then
send the invoice to Halton Fogan. Fulton Hogan. Hogan Fogan. Hogan Fogan? Hogan Fogan.
Sharing the chips. Asking on behalf, anyone got a rooster they don't want?
Oh, a rooster. Usually people want to get rid of those.
It's a nice comment there, but we've got, all the neighbors.
So no serious comments.
Plenty on top of the divvy.
Oh, actually.
I haven't seen those the last couple of days, actually. No.
For weeks.
I was wondering what's happening.
Well, I mean, chickens don't live that long, so they could either have died or, you know, we do have stoats and possums that might get them even because they're small enough. I feel like they could snatch them away.
Or people, maybe Christmas coming up.
Yeah.
Christmas.
A nice little Christmas.
Gifts.
Christmas
chicken.
Hey,
I bought you a chicken.
I think some of them probably don't taste as good anymore because they might be quite old.
Yeah.
But yeah, honest, yeah, I haven't seen them for a while. But yeah, that's why I would get my rooster if I wanted one. But I think I've heard people saying they try to stop and catch them, but they're just really hard to catch.
Yeah, they're very tricky. Mm. They just take off those little things. But they're always great to see as you go past. Give them a wave, give them a toot.
Give them feed.
Please, dog walkers, obey this rule.
Oh, yeah, that one. That one's a good one. I like that one.
We have some precious, beautiful baby quail chickens running around, and we need to watch out for them. I've seen several dogs running loose in the Kaituki walkway. Thank you for caring.
Is that for the Kaituki walkway one?
I think so, yeah. There's been a few issues with dogs recently, isn't there?
Yes, but just on Kaituki walkway, apparently, because there's been an outcry for more. Here it comes. More signage from council is requested. For the first time in history, people request more signage from council. Wow.
Give us signs.
Yeah. And I think they've put up more signs. There was also a post about
this. That's quite a nice sign.
The dog on the lead.
Got a little dog there. Yeah.
He looks like he's hunting, though, because his tail is quite stiff.
Yeah, it looks like his head's been chopped off with that pole.
Yeah, true. funny. That's off. The parks crew, you know. Always good for a laugh.
Dogs must be on a lead. Failure to comply may result. May result in a fine.
May.
So
doesn't have to.
You've got a bit of leeway there.
Oh, always can do
so. So you may get a fine. So
you may or may not.
You may or not.
You may or may not get in trouble.
So look out, folks.
Yeah. So that's good. Have your dog on a lead when you walk him on Kaituki Walkway. We just had a really lovely comment from Kate. Thanks, Kate. She really enjoyed our chicken banter and the sound effects.
That's great. Oh, fantastic. You did really great with the chicken.
All right, let's do some music to loosen.
To wash that all down.
Wash all that rage away. Here is Kaido Awen and Adam Port remix, Your Voice.
You're the home, my reason.
evening into the sunset. It's 7:46. You're listening to 98.1 Raglan Community Radio, Rendezvous with Reza, and Neil is here.
Good evening. Just giving you some rage. Bit of rage. And here is a not so much rage, but one of our correspondents, Felix
one of Larson, our correspondents, yeah.
Who's out there.
Highly paid.
So he had a bit of a garage sale the other week. Great post, as always.
Mm.
He did have to edit it. Okay, yes, we roll from 8-ish, but from 8 to 10 is strictly for people who have kids with them. No one wants to start the day by dealing with the weirdos and obsessives who turn up early to garage sales. And as always, I reserve the right to pepper spray anyone who sets foot on my property without the requisite dignity and grace. Don't try me on this. I don't make the rules, but I will enforce them, and I don't feel any obligation to be fair or consistent about it at all. Anyone turning up without kids before 10 will find themselves in a different pricing environment to everyone else, and they'll find they can't afford to buy anything at all. And that's if I'm in a good mood. I can be a bit petty before the 12th coffee I have on my hands and endless data. You'll never recover from the reputational damage I will inflict by lunchtime PDF file. You'll really want to risk me ruining your whole life forever over a box of Allen keys. So that's it. Got kids with you? Welcome from 8. Everyone else, so enjoy some new time, and we'll see you after 10. Peace out. And then we had a bit of an edit. People have started turning up already, so I guess I should say when this garage sale is happening. Oh, I did already, just before the address. Amazing. Oh, well, I'm changing it to Sunday then. Garage sale this Sunday, the day after Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I'll go through the list. The garage sale has already been, I understand. Tools, yeah. Building materials, music stuff, but probably weird music stuff.
Mm.
Other weird stuff, evidence, books.
It's Felix. I would just expect weird stuff.
Yeah. Reluctant children's personal effects, enchanted, cursed items, memories, regrets, sporting, BDSM goods.
Can I please buy some regrets? Thank you.
Things that worked fine last time I used them. Car care products, distilling equipment, women's clothing, accessories. On and no guarantees expressed or implied in relation to the proceeds of Crime Act. We'll post photos later. Edit. Have just had it confirmed. Oh, yeah, that his lemonade stand was opening.
Oh, yeah.
So that's our Felix.
That's Felix, our correspondent. Yep, he's always doing a good job.
Yeah, we
always
did have a
very
comment there.
Elaborate on the notice board.
I was in there until I saw regrets and no sausage sizzle.
Great. Moving on.
Some great little posts there. You sell that holy grail. Incredibly rare and very collectible 10mm sockets. They don't make them anymore, so get one while you can. Vinyl selection. So that's Felix.
That's Felix Freya. Okay.
Then we did have the big, you talked about before, we had the big, hey, seriously, people going to Hams by way of Tuku, slow the hell down on new gravel. Just personally got smacked with stones and a cracked windshield, along with a couple of others pumping gas. FFS. Friendly. What does FFS stand for? Friendly fun. Saying.
Lost for words. You can be lost for words on the radio. It's fine.
It's fine. Everyone can just wait.
Yep. Silence. Silence on the radio does feel awkward, though.
It does.
It's like not supposed to be like that.
No, because people will change channels.
If they haven't already. Because they're like, oh, those two again. Whatever.
But maybe another radio station has silence and they have moved here. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome, welcome. Now, we did have a bit of a smell in the town, apparently.
Yep, that was a very interesting post. Got a lot of traction. Got a lot of comments. Was it our dear councilwoman, Lisa, who updated us on the...
Yes, yep. On the smell?
Yep.
So that was the waste Hit treatment it. Plant.
Mm-hmm.
And just a few extra people in town giving off an unpleasant odour.
Yeah, that's how I would describe it. I don't think it's too annoying. It's just a tiny bit like, oh, what? Oh, yeah. Oh, there's some. Oh, what is that? Oh,
who was that? Okay. Who was that?
Somebody farted right next to my dick, but I don't. And I live very close by, right? Because I live Rutland West. I don't find it too bad, to be fair.
I drove past last night and
that's fine.
Yeah.
It's you smell it's something, fine. But it doesn't smell like feces or poo or farts.
Yeah.
Farts. You want to say farts on the radio as much as you can. I don't. It's just a little, something in the air. So people should not get annoyed about it, but, oh, they do.
They sure do.
How many comments does that post have?
I don't actually have that particular post on me, but I do recall it. So the research department was on a bit of a leave for that one.
Oh, yeah.
But we do have another one. This morning I found this dumped at Papanui Point, waiting for the maggots to leave before removing. Update. This is an update of the post. An awesome person or people have come and taken the rubbish away. So it's a bit of a pile of rubbish. All the black bags and good stuff in there.
Oh, yeah. I saw that post. Yeah.
I mean, look at
good
that.
Good one. That looks
beautiful
really...
Beautiful view and someone dumps all that stuff.
Yeah. That's pretty dumb. But hey, so I just found the post about the stinky bits, the stinky smell around Raglan. I thought that post would easily have 250 comments or something. It only has 96.
Okay.
That's crazy.
That's not too...
Yeah, because the Waikato District Council posted it and then Lisa reposted with her own words and then it's just like, happens every year around this time. Maybe council need to look at building more sewage ponds instead of increasing the housing here. They definitely haven't done their homework. Infrastructure plans should have been done before allowing more houses to be built in Raglan. Blah-de-blah-blah. Blah. And then, you know, Lisa, if you click on the link and article I shared, it also takes you to the wastewater consent and what's happening. Currently, our treatment plant is undergoing a complete rebuild. So, yeah, it's just some information there. Why don't we all use this energy and focus on more important things around this town, like the Whangaroa Hawaii Rugby League Club, who are just absolutely smashing all expectations and are currently doing something good around here. Not to mention they just took over the show at the annual Raglan Parade.
Brilliant.
That's great. That's a great comeback from Logan Morgan.
Being positive.
Yeah. So that's cool.
It is cool.
The sewage problem has been an issue since the 90s. 30 years later, they're still spending ratepayers' money on the consult. You cannot say that without a tone.
Unless.
Come up with a plan that will increase our community's rates again. My rates have nearly doubled from last year. Lisa Thompson, we have had this discussion before a number of years ago. So, he's now addressing her personally.
Mm.
I'm like, yeah. Oh, wow. This is wow. Oh, Jesus.
That's the biggie.
Look at that post.
That is a bit
this
of a...
is I'm not gonna read all that because that would take us way past 8 o'clock and I don't have that much time or energy to waste. But Lisa's like, thanks for your comment. It has been a long time coming. Plans are going a rebuild. Here's the information, drop in sessions planned, and so on. So happy to have a korero. That's Lisa for you, right? She's always happy to korero and always happy to answer questions and have people very approachable. That's why I love her so much.
Do you think if we all just cut down our eating just a little bit?
You mean stop pooing?
Yeah. Or maybe say 10%.
Pee.
That would have a big
If you pee in your bush, you know, if you just don't use the toilet for peeing, maybe that would help a little bit.
Yeah.
Eat less. I could try. Can't promise.
No.
Hmm. Yeah,
we'll get back to you on that one. We'll do some
Can you imagine council putting out a notice saying everybody is only allowed one meal a day
or
to decrease pooing?
Or you just, if you're working in Hamilton, just have one before you go. So that you know, it's going to put pressure.
Who elsewhere?
Yeah.
Narawahia, Hamilton, wherever you go to work.
Off our system.
I mean, I do that.
I mean, if we improve it by 20%, that's quite good, isn't it? I'd say.
Yeah. Or just have less people here over the Christmas period. Like shut down half of the holiday park, shut down half of the Whanau camp, shut down half of the Airbnb. Problem solved.
Could do.
I'd say.
But then people would say, I promise I won't have a poo.
In a week. Promise I can hold it for a week.
I can go into Hamilton.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's options.
There is options.
Yeah. Okay, what else?
To the person who helped themselves to our shoes, two pairs, while we were walking our dog. This is not okay. Raglan folk do not behave this way.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's a bit annoying, eh, when your shoes get stolen?
Yeah, because, I mean, I do agree that as a Raglan person, you know that shoes on, you know, beach entrances or whatever, yeah, it's usually people going for a walk, coming back, and then collecting them.
Yeah.
You don't just take them. But maybe some people think, oh, look, somebody lost their shoes. We just put them in the lost and found box,
yeah,
or whatever.
We just took them into town at the police station.
We wanted to be helpful. No, no. Or, man, those are dope shoes.
Yeah.
It's exactly my size. Yeah.
Or it could have been a dog.
Or, yeah, a number of things. We will never know unless there's an update on the post.
A lot of people saying won't be locals. Raglan folk do not behave this way.
I do like how cocky people are about Raglan people would never do this. Mm. You know, it's always like, oh, must be out of towners. It's like somebody steals a car or breaks into a house and it's immediately must be out of towners. I'm like, yeah, I mean, there's some crap people here too, right? I don't want to.
Yeah.
I mean, just say, I don't know anybody personally, but I'm sure there's some crap people in this town.
I think there's probably one, two.
Maybe one or two.
When they have their bad days.
Speaking of crap people, we also had a really lovely post for the end of the year from Davian.
Mm.
He's also one of our DJs. He wrote, Kia ora Raglan Whangaroa, here we are at the end of 2024 and I feel like a bit of congratulations is in order. Why? Because when I think of all of you out there, really in so many ways, we are all so flippin' different from each other. Different backgrounds, experiences, personalities, beliefs, all the different missions that each of us are on and also all the different triggers that we have. But in spite of this, instead of these differences making us all just collide together in an explosive, chaotic, mad ball of fury, we are, well, the vast majority of the time, at least, so very patient and forgiving and kind and empathetic and, well, even fun with each other. And why is that? Because I reckon despite all our extraordinary differences, one of the biggest things we have in common is that we all think this little community of ours is pretty damn cool.
Nice.
And we know deep inside that making sure we continue to care for each other is absolutely the best way to keep it like that. That was very cute and lovely.
Very cool.
And obviously got 116 likes. Yeah, it should, hey.
That is very nice. Very nice. Bit of positivity there.
Got to do that.
So Fee did a great job, and she said, who else thinks we need a frequently answer question?
Fags? Or the do you call it fags?
Fwag? Frequently answered fags. Questions.
Don't call it fags. FAQ, the FAQ section.
In the meantime, here's a few helpful tips, which is great. We've got the Foursquare is always open most public holidays. So this is to answer all those questions that people ask on
it's
the
like pharmacy, doctors,
Raglan, police
museum,
station. Is
everything.
Lost dog. That's probably.
I even read the
check.
Whole thing because I was like, maybe I can learn something new.
Can make it into a little book, eh?
Yeah, a little like just like our mental health toolbox, like the little Raglan, how you call that, directory?
Yes, it's brilliant.
It's cute.
It's got everything, the bike shop, photocopying, Kiwi Bank, Daffy does the broken glass, got fruit falling from your trees, day trippers, the pongy smell is chicken furt, but obviously it wasn't this past couple of weeks. You'll be judged for using takeaway cups. You might also be called out for leaving rubbish where you sit.
Oh, yeah.
We don't offer plastic bags here. Don't park in the disabled car parks. The big yellow medium in the middle of Wainui Road is not overflowing parking. The kids will bomb your kayak and your boat when you pass under the walk bridge.
Yeah.
Try to just go with it and not get too pissed off. Raglan nightlife. It's all there. No Ubers out here, so sort your ride out first. RIP Yacht Club. Brilliant.
True.
Jake for computer repairs.
Jakey boy, our notice board admin extraordinaire. He was quite busy on there the last couple of days. I think his son lost a GoPro, I think in the mountain bike park or somewhere.
Yeah, true.
And then there was something else that he posted about. And I was like, because usually he doesn't post that much.
No,
he just answers when people are like, why did admin delete my post? And he's like, well, here's why.
It's blah, the blah, algorithms. Blah,
blah. Yeah. It's the algorithms. It's not our fault. All right. You look to what else we got going on there. I'm just going to spin some ads.
Regular Landscape Supplies is moving to Novi Business Park on State Highway 23 this January. Yes, you asked for them to move closer to Raglan and they've listened. Now here's Tracy to remind you of their services.
We have all the landscaping products you need. From stones to sleepers, sand to bark, drainage meters to builder's mix, pavers to compost. We even have a plant nursery. We deliver to your door. We have free customer loan trailers. We also hire out a post-hole borer, a concrete mixer, compactor and water blaster.
So you can still find them at 140 Tomato Road for now, but keep your eye out for the new signage on State Highway 23 this January, or check them out anytime at www.raglanlandscapesupplies.co.nz or on 825-0577.
Looking for a conference room for your next get-together? Raglan Holiday Park's Hui Room is a modern facility that caters for up to 35 people. And with large screen, bathroom facilities and a full kitchen, it's perfect for team building, meetings, events and more. The Hui Room is only a few metres from the beach, which is great for extra activities, and accommodation is available for anyone coming from out of town. We do great discounted rates for locals too, so give us a call on 825 8283 today.
BizWorks, chartered accountants, working for your business right here in Raglan. As well as helping us out at Raglan Community Radio, BizWorks has been offering business advice and services to the local community since 2001. They should be the first people you call if you've got a new business venture or want to grow your existing business. They can provide business support, take care of your GST, provide zero training, and of course, end-of-year financial statements and tax returns. So whatever your needs, the answer is right here in Raglan, just around the corner on Wallace Street. Call BizWorks on 825-7050 or go to bizworks.co.nz. That's bizworx.co.nz.
And I would like to add, the answer to all your problems lies right here in Raglan. Yeah. I would say, in general. Yeah. Right? Yeah. All right, we have time for maybe one, two more.
Okay.
If it's really pressing, now, information.
There was a bit of traffic taking place. Tuku.
Mm-hmm. I was there. I was in it.
It was all backed up and it wasn't moving.
No, it literally wasn't. I turned my car for like 7 or 8 minutes at a time.
That's a big effort, eh? So it was some roadworks happening.
Yeah. And, which is weird that they do that in the middle of the day. Don't they usually do that late at night or something?
Yeah. Or it might have been easier even this week, eh, when it's a bit of a little bit less busy.
Yeah, last
but how can
week,
this be a rational decision to do major roadworks on the stretch of road at this time of the year? Seriously.
See? Told you. That's what I'm saying.
Rational is unknown. Word for these ratepayers' money wasters. They love their cones. And they're cheap as tar seal. They charge a fortune. My thoughts exactly. They can't stop you for more than 15 minutes. Says who? That's what I was told by a road worker years ago. Unfortunately, I can see the road from my house and cars haven't moved for 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's... I mean, I was in traffic altogether for 40 minutes. I moved, obviously, but not a lot. And then I had to turn it off, turn my car for 5 minutes. And
it was a bit
annoying. It was one of those days where I was I was like, now is a good time to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah.
But I didn't have any, so.
Put on the chain.
I had a lot of, I was listening to the Odessa album.
Nice.
Which I really like.
Do you have aircon in your car?
Have you seen my car? No.
That does make it harder, eh?
I'm glad that I can turn the windows up and down, that it works.
Great.
Yeah. So yeah, that was a big one.
That was a big one. And unfortunately, that form of seal will last only a few months at most, says one person. Like usual.
I wouldn't say a few months,
but... They source quality. They charge an arm and a leg, and they just wait for council to give them a call in 8 months to do it again.
Mm.
Let's go to stop.
How? How are you going to stop it?
Let's start our own business.
Yeah. Roadworks.
Who authorized this work? Was it necessary? Why at this time of year? Why at this time of day?
Why in general? Why?
I've made a complaint to Fulton Hogan.
Yeah. Good. on you. More complaints is what the world needs. That's what we live by. This is what this show is made of. Complaints.
Just want to look into Kotahi. They're looking into it and reporting to their team leader. I feel better already. My anxiety was high driving to Hamilton today with my new windscreen.
Yeah, I bet. If you just had a new
Been sitting for half an hour. Just came through. It's a mess. Oh, we've got the organizer's name here.
Oh.
Organizer's name is Wayne Kerr. Do you know Wayne, a council?
Yeah, I do.
Wayne Kerr. In it now, coming from Hamilton, been in it for 30 minutes, queue of cars behind me. Back to normal. Not being managed well, the delays are unacceptable. Currently in it, waiting to go to Watatuna.
Everything is just unacceptable.
Sitting here for about 35 minutes. How long are they there for? Can't find any info on the websites.
It's really funny because I left work early that day, like 10, 15 minutes early, because I, like I said, wanted to go to the butcher. And yeah, I was, you know, stuck in traffic and it wasn't great. It wasn't like, this is the best day of my life. But I also would never be that frustrated to put it in any form of communication with anyone. Yeah. It's not like I would call my friend and be like, oh my God, guess can you imagine today? What just happened to me?
Yeah.
These idiots from yeah, no, it's just, I'm like, well, it's traffic. It's happening.
It's what it is, eh?
Somebody's doing work here and I'm just going to suck it up like a big girl. You know?
The road does look all right, doesn't it?
I haven't checked since then, but I'm driving.
Yeah, I drove today.
Yeah. Looks great.
I think a little bit of loose.
Did they do a good job, Neil?
I think so. I mean, I wouldn't call myself a road engineer, but the car went over it really nicely.
Car liked it.
The lines look like they're in the middle. Nice color. Yeah. They did it in a white.
No. Yeah.
And I think a bit of yellow as well.
Mm. Okay.
Very nice.
Sounds about right to me. I'd approve.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
We got one more.
Okay, one more. Bring it. Bring it.
Looks like old Diana's trying her luck with the scam of the century. Admin, please remove. Quick reminder, always check if comments have been deleted and how old the profile is. If it's new, an account. With removed comments, it's likely a scam. So we got someone trying to sell it. Outdoor furniture.
Oh, that one. Yeah, I saw that.
She's on the Whangamata notice board too.
Mm.
Old Diane.
I always wonder, are those people or is it sometimes just bots?
Could be just bots, eh?
Because I just posted a bunch of things today on Marketplace for sale. And I got three or four, you've heard that before. People are like, hey, I send you a courier who picks it up. Just send me the, I send you the money. You know, it's huffy puffy whatever situation. You're like, whatever. And then somebody actually said, oh, sorry, I don't know what's going on. I didn't send that message.
Ah.
So it is their profile, but they didn't send them. He's like, I don't want these shoes. I don't know what's going on.
Crazy.
So it must be some kind of like virus or whatever. Or a bot. Or both. A bot virus.
Yeah.
A virus bot.
Bot virus. Bot. Bot virus 25.
That's the new thing. The new year, new virus.
We're going to have to close down the country for a month. We've got ourselves a bot virus.
A butt virus? No, bot.
Bot. Bot.
Yeah, close down the country. We are in level red. Was it red back in the day? See, I can't even remember. COVID level traffic light, red?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Cyber attacks. They're there. Don't get scammed.
Yep, always be careful.
Mm. Just don't answer anybody and don't trust anyone. It's the rule of thumb here.
Yeah, and if you're going to buy things, wait till you turn up and here's the cash.
Yeah, otherwise, ain't no good. All right, it's 11 past 8, rendezvous with Reza. Neil, thank you for coming in.
No worries, I enjoyed it. It was great. It's good to have a catch up and get all of that
back into it. In the system. Yeah, I felt like I felt quite overloaded with all the things. Oh my God, there's so much backed up. So now it's like... Even field.
We can breathe and everyone can start posting again.
Posting again because we still got, you know, a few more weeks of hectic summer.
Yeah.
So there'll be more.
And for those, you know, you got children at home, post it up. Take your rage out on the notice board.
We're here for you.
We are here to listen. Read out your comments with love and respect
and
that you deserve.
Ridicule. But that's okay. Awesome. Thanks, Neil. Thank you. See you next week.
Alleluia.
That is a weird song because I really like it, but it also is a very Ibiza kind of, I don't know, tune. And this Hugel guy, the DJ, or Hugel, or however you pronounce it, he looks like a douchebag. A French DJ and musician, that's all I'm going to say. It's 21 past 8 on this Monday evening, January 13th, or Thursday the 16th, if you're listening to the rerun of the show. And I just got one more song, and I'm going to head out because I want to see the sunset. So have a lovely evening, everybody. This is another Odessa song. It's only... Enjoy, have a lovely evening. Kakite.
I heard the news today that you're not mine to keep. Don't struggle too much now while I kill you in your sleep. What is lost if it's not being by yourself? I won't be gentle to the body on the shelf.